One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Everybody, we're back to We Didn't Read It.
Welcome back to We Didn't Read It. Also, this is also just to add on to that, welcome back to We Didn't Read It. I'm Tommy.
My name's Hyde.
I'm Marielle.
Luke.
Tommy, this is me. Hey, how are you doing?
Love doing this thing. I wake up in the morning sometimes, I freaking feel like ass. Then I wake up in the morning twice, and then I say, wait, we get to record today.
Yeah, do you know we were recording today?
No.
I could tell you've got that outfit you put together there.
Yeah.
Luke is wearing, what are those, corduroy pants? Is that what
that
is?
What the hell's wrong with
we got like a.
He's wearing corduroy pants, a sweater.
What sweater is that?
He's wearing corduroy pants, a sweater, and like an orange hunter's cap.
You know there's video, right?
Looks, well, did there's listeners as well.
But didn't you say it was like Christian Dior? Isn't that what you had claimed?
He looks like he's going hunting for like bisexual women in Brooklyn or something.
First time I wore this sweater, I threw up absolutely all over it. The stains still have not come out 100%.
You still wear it?
Where are the stains?
Yeah, do you see the, there's like throw up on it.
And you still wear it?
I washed it.
That's disgusting.
It out.
Wait, where are the stains?
Where is it?
Do you not see
here.
It? There's one right at the bottom right. Yeah.
Oh.
There's one right there.
I thought that was just part of it.
Oh, like, no, there's something at the bottom.
You have too good of a time and you freaking throw up all over yourself.
No, it's a great outfit, Luke. Luke actually like gives a shit about his looks, which makes me upset, I guess, because I put on the same like sweater and pants every day.
So, I wouldn't say I give a shit about my looks. I would just say naturally I'm probably the flyest in the office. I don't know.
Naturally.
Natural.
probably not.
Not even go there. Not even go where? Take us there.
Not even go there right now. No, we're with our listeners right now. Sorry, we had to see this. You don't even know what was going to be. We just got back from Thanksgiving break, or as I would say, Thanksgiving.
Wait, No.
Thanksgiving. I would say Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
You don't need to emphasize.
Right. The second. Thanks.
It's giving.
How was your Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving.
How was your Thanksgiving? Yeah, you'd say that. How was your Thanksgiving?
I think it was great.
I wasn't asking you. I was mimicking you.
Well, okay. I was going to say I'm thankful for you as my friend, but not anymore.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Dang.
Really?
Yeah. So what are you thankful for?
Thanks.
I'm thankful for lots of things.
Is Hyde one of them?
Sure, yeah. Hyde's one of them.
Sure.
Yeah.
And again, without your voice going up too
high. That's like one of the first things I thought about on Thanksgiving. I was like, oh my God, I'm so grateful today, mainly for Hyde.
Hey, okay. Well, that's a little weird. That's a little too strong.
Well,
I was kind of sad, but then you overcorrected.
You can't fucking win here.
This sounds really fake.
What cast member are you most thankful for? Let me know in the comments. Say it's me.
Comment bait. Everyone comment your favorite Thanksgiving dish. Mine is mashed
macaroni.
Potatoes.
Oh, it's a macaroni.
Or oyster dressing.
We were downstairs and Hyde asked our coworker, what do you have for Thanksgiving? He's like, oh, I had a bunch of things. And I was like, really? Macaroni?
Yeah, like he was 8 years old. Wait, mac and cheese?
Okay, what was macaroni. I supposed to say? Like duck fondue? Why is that a crazy thing?
Oh, we had a bunch of macaroni.
Is that a real thing?
That's a fondue. Like, it's a crazy thing.
They
acted like me asking if he had macaroni at his
macaroni?
Thanksgiving was insane. Like, insane.
Why is it insane?
Well,
you think it's an
like
insane
he,
thing?
Like, it was like he said ice cream. Did he have ice cream? Like, it was like he's 8 years old.
But,
I don't know.
Baked mac and cheese is a real thing.
Yeah, no, I know, but it's very good.
You're an elitist.
You were there. It was funny.
You guys are just elitist pricks.
You were there.
I had mac and cheese on Thanksgiving.
And what all did you guys cook for your Thanksgiving meals? Probably nothing.
What? Everyone cooks something, right?
Right.
None of you?
Right.
I didn't cook.
I'll go first and last. Right. Brussels sprouts, carrots, and cranberries.
Oh, sure. Everybody loved that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everybody was thankful for that.
They did. They loved it.
They were clamoring for the Brussels sprouts.
And the cranberries?
What? And cabbage?
Cranberries.
Brussels sprouts, carrots, and cranberries.
Yeah, real. Yeah.
It was good. Everyone liked it.
Did they?
Did anyone make anything that was good?
Yeah.
Or was it just...
Wait, so you're veg. What do you eat and substitute for like your big, like, and not turkey, but what do you
eat? I had Brussels sprouts. My plate had Brussels sprouts, mashed potatoes, stuffing, a biscuit. Yeah, that's it.
I did.
You didn't have like a big turkey like type substitute?
Pork?
Like chickpeas.
Well, the stuffing was kind of like meaty.
Do you guys have ham and pork on?
No.
Yeah, we had pork too this time. Turkey and pork.
It's not freaking Christmas.
What?
Yeah, Christmas ham and Thanksgiving. It's
I'm over caffeinated.
Luke was
trying
like,
to keep it together.
No, we just had we had turkey, like I think it was like I forgot what the difference was. Maybe one was like darker meat and one was fried and one was grilled. I don't know. We had two different types.
Two
of
turkeys.
That's all I know.
Mm-hmm. And we had fried turkey.
Who cut your turkey?
People literally get burnt Uncle doing Scott. Fried turkey.
Yeah,
Uncle Scott. My dad Scott cut my turkey.
Uncle Scott did.
Well, Scott cut his finger, and I gave him Band-Aid and an alcohol wipe.
That didn't happen with my Uncle Scott. He's not a klutz.
Oh.
My dad.
Mr. Scott.
He rode his bike for like 50 miles.
Okay, he still's a klutz.
Oh.
He's never crashed his bike before.
Oh.
Can I say the same for your Uncle Scott? No, I can't.
Oh.
That was...
Cool. So we done here?
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Well, we're freaking throwing, by the way, any person in the area, Marielle, you can get on the show. We're freaking starting a show. Won't say the location yet because it's not a hundo P locked in yet. But it's going to be a small show every week or every 2 weeks at a freaking coffee shop. Won't say which one yet, but it's going to be awesome. And you should definitely come. We're going to keep it small, like 15, 20 people each show. So you will be able to freaking, and it's going to be new jokes each time. And so you will see different material each time. And it will likely be the four of us, if Mariel wants to do it, and other great local comics.
But you know where we are.
There's no location or time.
No location yet, because it's not even locked
no
in
location,
yet.
No location, time,
if you
want
to come to this place that doesn't exist just yet.
Starting soon. And then in the next one, hopefully I'll have the real news for
you're
it.
You're just promoting the idea of...
No.
So there was a potential for us to perform.
It was a good segue. All right.
Aaron, what did we read today?
All right. This week we didn't read. Has anyone read His Dark Materials?
No.
It's a book series. Okay. Well, there's a really bad movie of it, and then there's a BBC HBO adaptation that came out like last year of His Dark Materials. It's very good. It takes place in a parallel universe similar to our own, but it's like somewhat less modern. Like there's not like modern cars or lights. And in this world, essentially, your soul exists outside of your body as like an animal companion.
What?
So, like, you have like your animal friend, and when you're a kid, the animal can like change shape whenever, however much it wants. But like once you like mature and you become an adult, like it chooses like a form as an animal, and it stays that way for the rest of your life. Our main character is Lyra Belacqua.
Lyra Belacqua,
and she's like wild, free, like so she like somewhat mischievous, and she's growing up at Jordan College, which is at Oxford. So she's growing up in Oxford. And then her demon's name is Pantalaimon. In our scene that we're actually in, she's at the school and Lord Asriel, who is her very stern commanding uncle, has come to visit and talk to the scholars. Mm-hmm. And while she's hiding in the retiring room, she sees one of the scholars poison his wine that he's going to drink.
What?
And so she warns him and he tells her to go hide. So she's like hiding in a little cupboard. And so she sees him talking to the scholars who have, they don't know that she's told him that they poisoned the wine. And he's telling the scholars he's trying to get money for research into dust.
What is that, cocaine, angel dust?
Yeah. So he shows them this picture where you can see, like, he has a special emulsion on the picture, and you can see, like, blur of dust surrounding an adult, but it doesn't go near the, it doesn't, like, go by the children. So he's trying to get money to research dust, and we don't know what it is. So Lyra is very curious about what it is. She's hiding in the closet, and we have the scholars and Lord Asriel out in the room talking about dust.
Lord Asriel.
Yo.
First of all,
this feast looks
my my animal demon, it is the bat that gave everyone COVID, but don't look into that, okay? That's nothing to do with me as a person. I know that's like my soul animal, but that's nothing, okay?
Uncle.
Who's that?
I told you to get in the cupboard.
What is that?
What's he hiding? You blew it.
I'm always
hiding.
Don't
touch this little girl.
I'm the only girl that's in all boys college. I want to play. What? Can I play with his bat? Can I play with his bat? What did he say?
I think we should question. You have a little girl that just came out of a cupboard. So that she wants to come
out,
and you're putting her back in.
It's my uncle.
Back.
It's my uncle.
Niece.
Yeah.
Just be careful, because
for sure, I definitely.
Because I told you to hide. Guess what? You didn't even do that.
I hid for a little bit, but then he's got this bat that looks like he wants to play.
Would you like some wine?
Yeah, I love wine. I drink up every night.
Well, that was direct. I would like wine too.
Okay.
Please?
Oh, okay. You shouldn't
she
drink
can't
wine.
Have
you first off, no. First off, no. Second off.
Can I try? Bella LaCroix.
If you would like to remain here, control your name.
Stop!
Didn't you just tell me that they poisoned the freaking wine that you want to drink all that freaking wine?
Yeah, they did.
She's so dumb. She saw you poison the wine. The wine literally.
She didn't even warn you.
Oh.
The wine has like.
I don't know, but I wanna. Can I please?
The wine literally.
I don't understand why you want to drink it. She just poisoned it again right in front of
us. I'm so thirsty.
The wine has a skull and crossbones and smoke like coming out of it like
that's
in a cartoon.
So freaking epic.
I know she's not that bright, but how's my niece doing at this freaking school? Is she doing okay?
Although her demon is a dead possum. So that's interesting.
I want it. Possum? What do you say about my demon?
Why do you can't
it's
have
a dead possum.
Why do you want?
Yeah, it
why is it a dead possum?
It's going to change
dead.
For sure.
Playing dead.
And that's my soul, and that's kind of what I would like to be like.
Mine's a
soul. So I would like the poison wine.
What
did you say about Jarek?
My demon's, he's a slow leopard. His name is Jarek.
Exactly, and he creeps me out.
Jarek.
Jarek.
Not Jared.
He keeps rubbing
not
up against
Jerry,
me
Jarek.
And leaving a little something on my leg
he's
every
friendly
time.
Friendly AF.
He's sticky AF.
So why does your soul animal have a douchebag name like Jarek?
I thought it was cool. I named him Jarek.
Uncle, is this your enemy?
You wanted some money, and now you're here
insulting
us?
Yeah, okay. So
look,
with an ugly-ass leopard next to you?
Drink that. We almost kissed.
Drink
it. I don't want to because you're my nephew. Niece.
All right, so why do you got to drink this wine?
So first off, let me just explain to you why I'm here.
Okay.
Let me just explain to you why I'm here.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. What do you want?
Hurry.
What? Yes, please.
So I'm doing research, okay?
Okay.
On something that could really actually change the world.
Boring.
Is it a thing that makes you talk like a normal person? Fucking doofus?
And you don't want to mess with me because guess what? Jarek is going to get mad.
Jarek, what's
again,
he going to do?
Again, the ugly leopard.
He's a snow leopard.
He's gonna blow
I have the scariest animal here. What's yours? A freaking peacock?
It's a rat.
It's a rat.
A rat and a bat. I feel like that's ominous.
Yeah.
These guys are really
are
bad.
These skulls?
No.
It seems like
a rat and a bat.
What's
first of all,
what?
They really like each other. So.
What? Well, yours is a positive, dude. Not much better.
Friends?
I mean, what? Freaking regal.
Kind of feels like
majestic.
We came up with them at like the last second, I admit. But,
but
that's,
real.
That's permanent. That's permanent, right? Because you're adults?
Yeah, my permanent is the Wuhan bat, yes.
So anyway.
What is this you want?
So I was looking for some money for my dust research.
Dust?
I can't go on about what dust is.
Don't.
Exactly, no.
Don't touch the wine now.
You're such an ugly little girl. Do you know that?
Whoa, what the heck? She's nice enough to not
an ugly little
you.
Girl.
Okay, because you have trauma in your eyes. I can see it.
Your freaking demon's a bat.
I can see the trauma in your eyes.
It's a rat.
It's a rat.
Would you like to talk about your trauma? You could let it out. I'm a little girl. I'm sensitive.
You can tell the little girl. She's going to forget about it. She's stupid.
Let me slow blink at you to calm you down.
You are not that pretty.
Oh.
And only pretty girls get the wine, right?
Give me the wine. I'll take a sip. I'm ready to take a sip.
Not a pretty girl. You're my uncle.
Anyway, okay. Are you going to drink it?
Plank.
Okay.
Oh,
that's a waste of wine.
Okay, don't worry. It's melting the floor.
There's a whole winery
made
just for that wine.
Jarek, don't lick that.
Got him away.
Drink.
Got
oh
him
my
away.
God.
Drink it, Derek.
Wait,
drink,
no, drink it. Drink it.
Drink
it.
Drinking it. Derek's drinking it.
No,
Tom, he's Derek. Derek, you killed Derek.
He's pulsing.
Yes. What the hell?
Yes.
You killed Derek. And
he's
I'm never going to forgive
you. You poisoned
this.
The wine? Definitely, actually.
What, but no, no.
We,
you
everyone
gave?
Everyone knew it was poison. You knew, too. I don't know why you're surprised by this.
Well, you know what? What about my dead possum can turn into up.
Turn into like a paramedic to save Jared.
Yeah, alter my butt. Yeah. Okay, I'm just going to try to imagine if my soul was a paramedic who could save Snow Leopard.
That'd be helpful.
Oh,
he's she's related
and
to
he's
you.
A cop.
She's really
he's a cop.
He's a cop.
He's
so
turned
that,
into a cop.
That, so is that leopard.
Great.
Oh, no, no. Everything's fine, officer. Everything's fine. Thanks.
He's a tall cop.
He's freaking he's so huge. And I'm a little girl.
Why? I need money for dust.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
All right.
That's
what
why
does
I'm
the
here.
Dust do?
But what is the dust?
I can't tell you that.
So then how can we, why would we invest in the dust?
Yeah.
Do a shark, did you take some of the dust yourself?
Let's do a no. Shark Tank style pitch.
All right.
What? Where do the sharks go?
For $3 million, I will let you invest in my research that will take an unknown amount of time and will yield an unknown amount of results, but will be insanely monumental.
Hello, I'm the cop.
I like his. Oh, what do you
wait,
want?
Wait, they just said they.
I think that was pretty convincing.
I like his confidence a lot.
I'd like to stop this right here because this
is honestly his take on it.
But first off, bless you.
I mean,
very enlightening.
It's very enlightening. It's going to change the world.
I can see in your eyes that you want to hand over the money, but let me tell you. This guy's a drug dealer.
Why are you turning
no,
off?
Why do you have a gun at
why
me?
Why are you turning off your body camera?
There's
sir?
No proof.
No. Why do you have three body cameras? Why right. do they make you wear three body
this is,
cameras?
This is my camera. This is my photo one. This is when I take like pictures of like whenever there's a sunset, I'll get one.
Well, guess what? Crime scene. They poisoned Jarek. Take a picture of his dead body.
Honestly, if you
Jarek
get
had a gun,
if you get
no,
rid of
not.
The
yeah, I did.
I'm gonna be real honest. If you get rid of the little bitch, we'll give you $1 million.
All right,
million these, bucks. If you get
go
rid of
in the
yes.
cupboard for a little second, because Daddy's gotta make some fucking
bye-bye.
Cash. Uncle's gotta make some cash.
All right, I'll get in the cupboard.
Bye
bye.
So,
yes,
so I'm offering.
Oh,
three
the cop's coming with me. I don't like that.
I'll deal with that.
I don't
in a sec,
like that
because I think this is ultimately more important.
He's coming with me. And he's closing the cupboard door. Okay. All right.
Bye-bye.
And $1 million. You want it?
Oh, I'd like take three. It? I'd like three.
Two.
I'd like three. Point. I didn't say I was willing to go down. I said I'd like three.
Just give him the three.
What's going on back there? You okay back there, niece?
Yep, and I'm arrested. And he found what I had hidden.
Bye-bye.
What do you have in?
Freaking poison.
So you gave them the poison to poison me, and then you told me that they were poisoning my
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, these guys got lots of money. You're literally pitching them on your dust. Obviously, they have lots of money. I sold them my poison. And now we're all going to jail.
Okay, well,
even you,
because
you poisoned your dog.
Just please.
Sign right here.
As long as you get take her with you.
Okay, should I read it?
No,
just sign. Just sign.
Oh, we just freaking social network Facebooked you. We're Mark Zuckerberg. You're Andrew Garfield. You made a bad business deal with your own company. Fucking piece of shit. Now it's over.
Well,
we own dust.
Well, guess what? Dust is just angel dust, so everybody's going to hate you, and the government's going to come cracking down on you because it's just a grade-A narcotic, and you're going to be responsible for millions of deaths across the world for the next couple decades. So
I'm
joke's
shit.
On you.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay. Well, then that's actually good for you.
Lear does have one best friend. His name is Roger. Well, she had a best friend because now he's been kidnapped, and she doesn't know where he is. And it turns out a lot of children near Jordan College have been getting kidnapped by the gobblers.
What?
You know, Lyra really wants to rescue her friend Roger, except then she's sort of distracted by this lady who comes to visit named Mrs. Coulter. And she's like very enchanting. She's like very proper. And her demon is this like golden monkey, like this beautiful golden monkey. And Mrs. Coulter asks Lyra to come live with her in London. And so Lyra moves to London with her. But it turns out that Mrs. Coulter is not so nice. She's actually very, very mean. And she runs the oblation board, which is actually the gobblers. So she's been a part of kidnapping all of these children. And so Lyra has to escape. And the gold monkey is trying to stop her from escaping.
Okay, guys. I know we have a lot of issues with our PR. We kidnap children. I think the top issue, we should change our name from the Gobblers.
Yeah, I think
else.
That's probably our biggest.
Yeah, but what could we change it to?
Is the Guzzlers. Top of my head.
Guzzlers.
Okay.
The
we stick with G though.
The sucklers.
Okay.
Do we? Yeah. The sucklers. Wow. Wow.
Like we're suckling on a teeth. Like,
right.
Yeah. Does it have to makes be it better. An oral thing, or could it be?
Nibblers. The nibblers.
Nibblers.
The nibblers.
That's still.
Yeah, I like it.
The nibblers.
We move the hand stuff like the jerkers.
Yeah.
Or like the
tuggers.
The tuggers.
That's wow. a good
That's
one.
Pretty good, dude.
I like that.
And my name's Timmy. You could call me Timmy Tugger.
Hey. Oh, there we go.
Nice.
Great.
Wait.
Okay. You really kind of set yourself up for that.
Well, I mean, obviously, since my name sounds like I would have a high position, I would change my position.
It honestly sounds like you're one of the kids that we would tug. Timmy?
Wait, what?
No, meaning,
what do you say?
Take the kid. No, he has a baby name, is what I'm saying, guys. Jeez.
Yeah, you kind of
we all kidnap kids. I'm not.
You put yourself
to
be.
Oh yeah, I forgot. We kidnap kids.
We run an international kidnapping organization.
This kind of like a main character, like presidential
Tugger
name.
Kidnap. No, it doesn't. No
what?
President.
Hmm? Name. No, it doesn't sound like
Timmy Tugger. Yeah, I'm scared of that guy.
You think you have a cooler name than Calvin Coolidge? I think not.
Never said that.
What do we got? We got gobblers. We got gobblers, nibblers, tuggers, jerkers, glazers, blizzards,
hum diddlers,
or just diddlers.
Diddlers. Yeah, I didn't even want to acknowledge hum diddlers. Diddlers better.
Is that monkey still around? Friggin' trying to get that girl to not run away.
Ah, where am I? Oh no!
Welcome.
Oh, you're in our shadow.
Oh,
meeting.
Crap.
You have any opinions on this? Focus group, really quick. I know you seem like
we brought you here for like one reason.
If you were gonna go with a company to kidnap a child, if you had to pick one, you were trying to kidnap a child, right? And one is called the Tuggers, and one is called the Nibblers. Who? Don't even think about it. Who are you going with?
Would not go with the Nibblers. I would steer clear of the Nibblers.
Are you related to Timmy in any way? Did Timmy tell you to say that?
Timmy, what? I'm Lyra.
Sounds like
yeah,
you're
I know,
lying.
But it sounds like
who's Timmy? Hi, I'm Timmy.
It sounds like you and Timmy may have done a little focus group beforehand.
Yeah. Nope. I came here with my aunt.
Did you,
sounds
were
like you knew each other.
I'll want to go home.
She kidnapped
Plant. Oh, that's not an option here.
Come on. Why do you kidnap kids?
Yeah.
Why do you take them?
Idiot. Why would you say, I want to go home? You're at a kidnapping office.
Yeah, we're in like a cult
jackass.
Meeting.
Why do you do this?
Why?
Why am I a jackass? Well, I'm not a jackass.
No, you chose Tuggers, like so therefore, kind of jackass. Acting.
Yeah, you did chose. You chose. We're going to name our thing the Tuggers because of you.
And then you lied about knowing
Timmy.
No,
the Nibblers.
No, he said he doesn't want Nibblers.
No, he
yeah,
said he wants Tuggers.
Yeah, but I feel like we shouldn't go with this woman.
No, 100% want Nibbles.
I'm the girl.
What's the point of bringing in a focus group? We're just going to ignore them.
Where am I?
Do we want to explain to him at this point?
Oh my God. My soul turned into a gorilla. Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, shit.
That's what gorilla sound like.
Kill.
Oh, no. We're about to get our
comeuppance. Oh, he's an angry gorilla.
Where this is the part of the movie where we get our comeuppance when we thought we had the upper hand, but now the
hey gorilla, I'm Jane Goodall. Chill out. I'm part of the ring. It's not that bad. I'm Jane Goodall.
Oh.
Yeah, it's okay. I kidnap kids too and help.
Friend.
Yes.
Friend.
Don't kill these guys.
You want to learn how to kidnap kids?
Jane Goodall, you're part of a group of international kidnapping kid kidnappers.
100%. When I'm not helping gorillas, I have to go kidnap kids so I can raise funds. To help you guys.
Oh.
We are willing to hire you.
Me?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
For real?
As long as.
What kind of job?
It's going to involve gathering some of your friends.
Okay.
As long as you agree to.
So it's kind of like a pyramid scheme operation where it's like an MLM.
100%.
Sort of, yeah. Monkey level marketing scheme. Took me a sec.
First off, I'm a gorilla. Second off.
It is true.
Okay, but you're all in the same family, monkey.
Silverback gorilla, there was just a golden monkey in here.
Do you want to work here or not? She's good. We should,
you literally didn't say anything about the pay or the responsibilities,
We offer
the first gorilla
401ks.
Easy.
Okay, at a 5%.
5% of what?
Contribution.
5%
from our end.
Of what? What's the salary?
We match
5%.
We don't have the budget.
Wait, do we get match? Match 5% is not that competitive.
However,
5%.
You must call yourself a nibbler.
Just do it.
That's actually going to be my breaking point. I cannot call myself that. I'm in a group called the Doorknobs, and it's too similar.
There's no way.
To the nibblers?
Doesn't sound that similar.
They're very different. Actions. They do
yeah,
very different
nibble
things.
Nibble and doorknob. You twist a doorknob, you nibble.
Guys, I'm Lyra.
You nibble, eh?
I don't know.
I'm the gorilla. Lyra, are you okay? Are you in trouble?
Hey, beat these men up and let's get home. Let's get home.
What happened to you? You got annoying.
I'm picking you guys up with both my hands.
Shh. Oh.
Put us down.
Smash those guys.
Your hands
smash
smell like
those
shit.
Guys.
Okay. Too close
your hands smell like shit.
Now smash.
That's not what he meant.
Make this fall the tasty season yet with Farm Fresh produce and easy autumn-inspired recipes delivered right to your door with HelloFresh.
HelloFresh delivers all the pre-portioned ingredients you'll need to make easy homemade meals. All the proteins, veggies, sauces, spices, and more arrive in your box, along with simple instructions that walk you through each step in the cooking process.
And boy, do we have a personal experience. One time we ate it all together, and it was one of the best times I've ever had because it's community as well. You eat it with a group of people, and it tastes good, and you have good friends.
I'm looking for hearty meals and game day snacks. Is there a company that does both?
Excuse me. HelloFresh.
HelloFresh? My name is Tommy.
Oh, hello. Choose meals that match you and your family's lifestyle. With preferences like fit and wholesome, quick and easy, or vegetarian, you'll always find something to love from HelloFresh.
Get 10 free meals at HelloFresh.com/freeReadIt. Applied across 7 boxes. New subscribers only. Varies by plan. That's 10 free HelloFresh meals. Just by going to HelloFresh.com/freeReadIt.
HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
Lyra is rescued from the nibblers by some seafaring nomads, and they tell her that actually Mrs. Coulter and Lord Azrael are her parents.
Oh,
shit.
So she travels with them. They're going to rescue all those children that the nibblers kidnapped. They find out they're at a secret lab up in Bolvangar. So they're going to go rescue the children. But they're going to need some help to do it from an armored bear. And so they go to find the armored bear, but his armor has been stolen. So he's just like sitting around getting drunk all day because he's sad about his armor being stolen. And so Lyra can use the lethiometer to find where his armor is. And then she's going to help the giant armored polar bear get his special armor back so he can help them fight to get the children back.
Glug, 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 glug.
Do you want to go to like
shoot me with an arrow.
Dude, come on.
Shoot me with an arrow.
There's places that you can go.
I won't feel it. I won't feel it.
He's been like this since someone took his armor.
There's
literally do it.
Dude, you're being a bummer.
Literally.
Like, we can only support you for so much before your sadness becomes a burden.
You have to be able to help yourself before others can help you.
Right.
I'm going to give you a gun now.
Look, you know what's...
Okay,
no, hold on.
We're not going.
Okay,
we
won't give you
that.
A gun.
A polar bear getting drunk all day was funny and cool at first, but now it's like you have a real problem and you're endangering yourself, not to mention your species only has about 27 guys.
We can't make you want to get better. You have to want to get better.
Exactly. Tell you what. Here's a flail. Hit me in the stomach.
Oh, my God. Okay,
okay.
So
hit me. I won't feel it. I swear.
No.
Don't hit him
we
with
seem to have a lot.
What the fuck?
I won't feel it.
To say.
That's what I'm known for. I'm the armored bear.
Okay, I can't be around this guy because it's depressing.
Realistically, we need you to get it together.
Oh, you're depressing?
Florence Night and Flail.
Okay, have you tried freaking sucking it up a little bit?
Have you tried sucking it up?
You're sad.
Instead of sucking the drink?
You're sad because you lost your armor, right?
You sound like, yeah.
But wouldn't it stand to reason you'd become happy if you got your armor back instead of just drinking all day?
We can hand over our daughter.
My
she can
reek
help you.
Of alcohol.
My armor's been
do
gone
do what you
gotta
do.
Years.
We need to rescue some kids, so we need you to really get it together.
They
nobody really cares
armor.
About you. We just need you.
All right, well, I'm going to put a waypoint on your map.
Oh, what is it? You have that
use
powers?
The compass to complete
couldn't
the quest.
Couldn't you have just done that yourself before? Why do you sound like you just wanted to
yourself? People are calling you bipolar bear.
Oh!
That was good.
No, it's called it. I just said it. Amazing.
You have TV in here,
but
bro,
don't kill yourself.
Sucks.
Yeah, but don't do
yourself.
That.
There's a line, and you crossed it.
Oh.
No. I think he, like, treaded what on it.
Isn't there like a Coca-Cola commercial you're supposed to be on or something?
Shut up.
He's drinking alcohol, but he should be drinking Coke.
Hey.
Coca-Cola's hiring polar bears?
Okay, how long have you been freaking drinking for, man? Because don't you, everybody knows that.
Coca-Cola wants
but they're not. We're hiring. They're not.
Yeah, they kind of got a guy.
I can't.
Shouldn't you be on like a nature documentary somewhere and the narrator is like, this is what's happening to
the
global warming?
The nature documentaries love me, the drinking bear. They don't.
I feel like they are.
They do. Honestly,
it's like a freak
show.
You're like a freak show.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Okay, the last time someone did a nature documentary with me, we had, it got complicated.
So you had a relationship with this person?
Yeah, what do you mean?
And we were drinking. I don't know. I don't know. Who are you?
So you're drinking on
Kids?
The job?
Shut up.
Yeah, you were on the job chugging along.
I drink on the job.
Do you guys want beer? Do you guys want a beer?
Makes sense.
No, do you like the movie The Polar Express? Is that offensive to you?
No, I've always wanted. Take a beer. Guy.
Yeah, here's a beer, dude.
Thanks, bro.
That's a polar beer.
Yeah, it's really strong.
Oh, cool. What were you saying, though? Come on, guys.
Something about the Polar Express? Great. I love
it. Yeah, the Polar Express. Do you like it?
Love to hear about the Polar Express.
Is it offensive?
Did you have an audition for that?
Nothing to do with polar bears.
Did you have an advantage because you are who you are?
In auditioning for the Polar Express?
Yes.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting little tidbit for you. I didn't.
Because you were drinking.
So you earned it.
Right? I wasn't in the Polar Express.
Okay.
I wasn't.
Right.
Wait, is it Narnia?
Get out of here.
Wait,
no. Get out!
First off, don't yell at me. I'm a child. First off, take it down a single notch. And you've already given me beer and are yelling in my face.
Oh my God, I'm feeling it.
Why
now.
Are you talking?
How did you lose your armor?
Probably freaking gambled it away at a casino. So
oh,
can...
let him speak.
Let him express himself.
How? What? Does anyone want pizza? What?
I'll take pizza.
Okay.
Pizza?
Well, this is why we don't give him more beer. This is why we don't.
Are you guys?
I didn't give him beer. He gave me
understand.
Beer.
Understand?
Tell you what.
Yeah, you were enabling him.
If you guys give me my armor, I'll do whatever you want.
We'll first make the pizza, and then we'll think about it.
Your sadness is becoming unbearable. You got to claw your way out of this depression.
But make the pizza first.
What
Do
if
you
we
understand
tell you-
English, dumb polar bear? Make
wow,
the pizza.
Kids are
mean.
Kids are
really mean.
That's the most dangerous bear on the earth.
I don't care that you're drunk.
And if
he kills you, that's going to be your problem.
No. I literally don't even care. I could kill him. I'm so freaking hungry. I need pizza.
You're
make the
yeah!
Oh my god, we need him.
I mean, that's what happens when you poke the bear.
Honestly sobered me up a little bit.
Oh, yeah, you just need to eat something.
People say you need to eat a burger.
Hungry.
Honestly, eating a little kid works way better.
Yeah, really, it's like
hey, who do you hang out with? Freaking Jeff Epstein? Eating kid blood?
You're just a severed head.
Yeah.
And you're still getting your licks in there.
This is my trophy now.
I don't know. His last words were that Epstein.
I'm noticing how
it's the bear.
Your head is now.
It's the beer he had, the polar beer.
Oh.
It gives you like
keeps the brain alive for a few minutes.
Do you have any more? Yeah.
Like
your friend has a few minutes left.
Oh, okay.
So make the pizza then, and I can
All right.
All right, look.
You're making it by hand? It's not pre-made?
You're probably not going to make it. You're not going to make it, brother.
I thought it was like a DiGiorno's.
You want to help?
At least he's doing something. At least he's doing something.
You know what? He's
drinking.
Getting it's improvement.
It's the first step.
Any improvement, even if it's slow, it's still improvement.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly.
But would you eat that pizza, though?
Not off my...
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
What the hell
okay. Is it okay if it's half ear? Half a year?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, okay. I'll eat the parts.
Any veggie? Any vegetarians?
I mean, I'm not
like veggie on pizza.
I don't want to be picky. I don't love veggies. Right. I'm not trying to be picky, but I don't love them.
That's all right. Well, he lost consciousness, so we can use the whole head.
Okay. Maybe we can use this for the kids. We can probably like slide it in, bring them in.
Honey, who the hell are these people?
You're not in a place to have company over.
Sorry, I gotta go talk to my wife.
You're dating a seal?
Get my armor.
Great. We're gonna have to get somebody else for this.
What are you doing?
Okay, so Yorick the bear agrees to help them go rescue the children because he likes, you know, Lyra's like cool and stuff. And they get a couple other people to help. They have Lee Scoresby, who's from Texas and flies a hot air balloon.
Oh, I got this.
And the witches, they are very old. They can live to be hundreds of years. And also the witches reveal to Lee that there's like a prophecy about Lyra. That she's going to end destiny. So that's like happening. That's kind of like background though. Like it's really about saving the children. Okay, so they're headed to Bolvengar. And it turns out they've been holding all the kids in this lab. And that oblation board, the nibblers, are experimenting where essentially they like try to sever the children from their demons. Because they think like when your demon settles and that's like when the dust finds you and they think like dust is sin. And so if they can like sever you from your demon before the dust comes to you, then like that'll get rid of sin. But it's actually like very painful because it's your soul. And so so Lyra goes in to find her friend Roger while the rest of the crew is trying to rescue the children from the lab.
Whoa, is that a hot air balloon?
It's pretty cool, right? It's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, you're really good at that accent, too.
Yeah, wait, so where, let me get this straight, though. We're in this magical fairyland full of possibilities and fairy tales, and where are you from?
That don't matter.
Fort Worth.
That don't matter.
Fort Worth.
From Plano?
Plano, Fort Worth, yes.
Well, we are the old
Can everybody
bridges.
Just squeeze in?
We can fly. We don't need the hot air balloon. The wolf is flying next to you guys.
You're asking me where I'm from. Where are you from?
I'm one of the old witches.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right.
I'm the DoorDash guy. Y'all ordered a bunch of DoorDash.
Hey, that's me.
What's the code?
That's me.
This better be
Gage, should I leave it?
Gage Rub.
What's the code?
Gage
Rub. I'll show you where the code is. Let's get him on this hot air balloon.
Oh, my God. I spilled the DoorDash.
It's in the hot air balloon. Good if enough. You come in, I'll give you.
How do I get in?
Why do you want to?
No. Just step on.
Okay. Right.
I'm getting on too. That's my fucking DoorDash.
Just get in. Get in. You big as shit.
Wait, you're calling me Lyra, the kid.
Lyra, can I come?
Absolutely.
Okay. Get in here.
Oh, nice.
Y'all got Taco Bell, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Taco Bell, 3 chalupas.
Are you going to give it to us?
There's Doritos Locos Tacos in here. That's all. There's 17 Doritos Locos Tacos.
Honestly, I mean, that sounds way fucking better.
Yeah, that's more
than yes.
You paid $700.
What? You charged me for 17 Doritos Locos Tacos and $700?
That's a lot.
I don't know. I went in and I grabbed a bag and I thought it was y'all, so I got confused.
Oh, and you're from the South in this?
Yeah, I'm friends with Lee.
You guys know each other. You know this jackass who didn't even look to see the name of the bag?
Listen. Who all wants Doritos Locos Tacos? Raise their hand.
I didn't have time. I had to come get y'all. It was a whole thing.
I picked you up.
Okay, thanks.
So do you want me to throw you off to the side, or do you want to let me eat all the Doritos Locos Tacos?
Listen, Paul.
Wait,
you put him right back down.
You don't get all of them.
Put him right back down.
Order them all. They're mine.
But I'm a child. I need to be fed.
I don't want to butt into this, guys, but on your delivery note, you did put, please hurry, kids are being kidnapped and like tortured, so we need this fast.
Yeah, I need to
know what kind of
I need fuel to save them.
Weren't you in charge of the order anyway?
I'm 8 years old. I'm Lyra. He was in charge of the order. He was so freaking drunk, he messed it up.
I'm gonna have the first taco, okay? I'm just going to start having them. But I'm keeping you in my arms so you can't get to them because they're mine.
You're going to eat 17 tacos. I can't even.
One taco is like one bite for me.
So okay, can we save some for the kids? Can we do that?
Can we save the kids first? Let's save some for the kids.
Don't they get tacos. What the hell?
Okay.
I feel like I'm part of the gang now, honestly. I feel like
you can come, join. I don't really have any special
skills.
Witches are flying outside.
Okay, let's
save
kids.
You brought the food.
I did. I brought
to the party. You brought the food.
I'm a supply.
Oh, no. I dropped her. Oh, no. Can this thing go down fast? Can we save her?
I'm not that smart. I can't figure out it.
Oh!
You're an idiot.
See, that was for no reason because I'm one of the witches flying outside. I saved her in like a couple seconds. Now you guys are on the freaking ground. You're going to have to walk to save these kids.
Defying gravity.
I'm not going to
Well, Lee defying gravity.
That was pretty good, right?
That was great.
I mean, we're on the stick,
you
apparently.
You defy gravity.
Why'd
you pop the balloon?
He's a little big, so. You popped the balloon, so we had no choice but to go on this freaking.
I also thought, I thought the Doritos Locos Tacos were falling. I didn't know a person was falling.
Yeah, I didn't drop her. I dropped a girl.
You popped the balloon for the Doritos Locos Tacos.
I spent my whole life savings on that damn balloon, and you popped it.
That was all I had. That was my whole identity. That was the only reason I'm in the part of the gang with the Doritos Locos Tacos. Not that, I'm nothing.
Yeah, but they're half gone already. Yorick was freaking chomping them down like a sledgehammer.
It's like if I was Thor and my hammer was gone. Like I had
just
to go
like,
get it.
That's pretty cool.
Guys, I think I'm not going to make it.
Okay, honestly, at this point, you're being a real jackass, not sharing, drinking.
Save the kids. Give them my Doritos Locos Tacos.
Well, I'm going to take these now. I need them
before we go. No, not you. Please don't take them.
Well, if you're dying, you can't. Wait, we need you. You have the special armor. Oh, my God.
He's dead. Wait, is he dead? No, he's asleep.
Who owns this animal?
Oh, you're dead or asleep, bro?
Yo, that first nap after you eat 3 Doritos Locos Tacos.
Oh, you got the item.
14 left.
Yo, please leave me here. Please, York. I just need a nap for a little bit. Please.
Yeah, dude, York, you suck, bro.
You suck. When we met you, you were drunk and you were depressed, and now you're just eating.
Now you just ruined this whole mission.
All right, well, let's go save Roger, my best friend, who we're kind of not even trying to save.
And then they saved all the children.
What? Really?
The nomads take the children, except for Roger and Lyra, are going to Savalbard to find Lord Asriel, which they find him. And he's, like, going up to the top of the Northern Lights. And he's, like, found out what dust is. And he's, like, he thinks it's, like, the church thinks it's like the original sin, so they want to get rid of it. And he says it's like, it's all the death and mystery and destructiveness in the world. So he's like, I'm going to like find out. So he has basically kidnapped Roger, and they're at the top of the Northern Lights, and the like severing machine that they were using in that lab where they were trying to do it, he has that, and it generates like power when they separate the human from the demon. So, and then also Mrs. Coulter shows up, and her and Lord Azrael are like, yeah. And so Lyra comes up as Lord Azrael is trying to sever Roger from his demon, because the power of that is going to open a portal to another universe.
Okay.
At the Northern Lights. And so that's where we find everybody. We've got Lord Azrael. Roger's about to be separated from his demon. Lyra's like, what the hell is happening? And Mrs. Coulter is like, oh, does Lord Azrael look kind of hot right now? So that's what's happening.
All right. So I'm going to separate this freaking kid from his freaking demon. It's going to open a portal to another dimension.
No.
Hopefully his demon isn't anything. Oh, it's a drunk freaking polar bear. That's
Yorick coming back for us to help.
Oh, what happens?
Fate of the universe basically depends on this drunk polar bear.
Okay, how do we do it? How do we do the fate of the universe?
You just kill everybody, dude. You're a polar bear. I'm a little
kill everybody?
Girl. No, not
buddy,
everyone. Okay. All the bad
him?
Guys.
Buddy, no.
I thought it was going to be
no.
like a
bear.
I thought.
Good polar bear.
Kill him is Coulter.
Good polar bear.
No.
Good.
Sit.
That's another child.
I don't like. Didn't like that.
This is the first you're connected to. This is Roger, I think.
Roger, very needy, by the way. We traveled half the universe to get here. Poor York did too. You're telling him to sit down. I will say.
I've been looking for him this whole time. Okay. He's mine. He's a pet. He's not supposed to be involved in this.
That's
can we?
Separate
he's
you
not
guys.
A pet. I mean, he's a full fledged polar bear.
I thought I
watch
ate
your
you.
Mouth.
What?
He doesn't.
Watch my mouth. I came here to save you.
He what? Okay. Well, at least have respect.
I am respecting Yorick. You're the one disrespecting Yorick.
Right now, I'm confusion. Oh, sorry.
I am initiating. Really long nap. Initiating separation sequence.
No.
You're about to be separated.
Stay.
So what does that do?
He's always getting drunk.
Yo, I've started it.
Stay.
It's a minute.
Miss Coulter, watch this.
My nose. Look, I took my nose off.
What
get the
fuck?
Get the portal!
Shut
the portal!
Shut
the portal! Shut the portal!
Shut
the portal! Shut the portal! Shut the portal! Shut the freaking portal!
You're drunk, you'd be able to help right now!
Wait, that's not your thumb.
Oh my god, my freaking distraction freaking
moved. Oh, what? Hit his nose?
Hit the button. There's 60 seconds. What is that?
Put it down.
I have a freaking pistol. I'm an 8-year-old girl.
Well, we're in Magic World, so I don't give a fuck about that. I don't care about that.
First of all, he can move it. Thing. I'm not on his side, but he can move the bullet, so therefore.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that. I can move bullets.
You're really
You're forgetting about us old witches that nobody is being the character.
How
of.
Do you factor in?
I was with you guys on the whole journey, and nobody has really played the witches yet.
Well, you tried to earlier.
It wasn't funny, but now I'm back.
you found
another
your voice.
And I'm here to say, get out of here. Get out of here.
Anyway. So I just submitted.
Boom!
I'm
here with a freaking portal. Oh, she fell in the portal!
Where did it go? Where did it go?
The portal! Where's the portal go?
Welcome!
Holy shit!
Hey, welcome!
Welcome to Firefest.
It's a Firefest. Welcome to Firefest.
Would you like
your
wristband? Sandwich?
I'm ready. Yeah. I paid like $8,000. I'm really excited for a great meal.
So we do have to tell you the influencers did not show.
Oh, what?
No models, no celebrities.
But it's going to be awesome.
Do I get my bungalow? Do I still get the bungalow? With
about
the...
See, the bungalow with all the influencers got sucked into a portal, and we don't know where it went.
Right, and no food either. No
back
pizza.
It's a real fire festival. Oh, shit. Work. Don't drink, though.
Oh, fuck.
No,
who are all these influencers, though?
Billy McFarlane.
Who are all these influencers?
I'm Emrata.
I haven't heard of you. Oh, who are you? Who are you?
I'm Anne. I'm from the parallel universe.
Are you famous?
Yeah, my universe, I am. I'm trying to separate a Roger from his polar bear.
Okay, so like...
Oh, shit.
That's what you're famous
I can't tell
for.
Where we are
so
in
you've
now.
You've attempted but not succeeded.
I was up at the real Firefest. Yeah. I'm
oh
Kylie
wait!
Jenner. I'm Kylie Jenner.
Okay, this is insufferable. I'm going back to the portal.
Oh great! Now the bad guy's back because you're in activity, Roger. All you do is get kidnapped and don't do anything.
I'm ready to be separated.
I am not. I'm not ready to be separated.
I'm
no,
holding
no.
on my arm.
It's gonna hurt so much.
Do what you need to
no,
do?
I,
it's gonna hurt
so much. It's very painful.
It's gonna hurt a lot.
Roger, we've had a toxic relationship for years, and I'm ready to let you go.
You didn't help him when he was at his lowest.
You didn't.
I've hit the button. Worse for him.
I've hit the button. The only thing that can stop it is if someone sings a Party in the USA, if it was sang by the Strokes.
Okay, well, it sounds like it's going to
happen. Separate us.
I'm Julian Casablancas, the coolest man on the planet.
Oh my god, he's from Firefest. He came through the portal.
Julian Casablancas would never be a
Would you mind separating us? Would you mind?
But now that you want to be separated, it's like the fun's taken out of it. You know,
just do it. Just do it.
I can't tell what you want.
Okay.
You can't be an evil villain and be
I gave you him on a silver platter.
I'm sorry. You're right. I committed something. I shouldn't back out. It's like flaky.
Okay, ready?
Oh. Separated. That wasn't so bad.
How
do you feel?
Honestly,
I kind of feel relieved.
Independent. I had feelings. I had feelings, but now it's just like, you know, it could be just someone.
Just time. It just took
just
time.
An old friend,
it
you know?
Yo, DoorDash driver. You still here?
Hey, I'm here, guys. What's up?
Where? Yo! Are the tacos still here, you jackass? We should celebrate this.
Yeah, everybody grab a taco.
A bunch of ants came and took them away like it was like a picnic. They picked it up and they like marched away with the tacos. You know,
great.
Like, when they get together.
Great, DoorDash.
Like a cartoon. Great. That's what they did.
Your first name
so
DoorDash?
You had no control over that.
Yeah, first name DoorDash, last name Uber Eats. What?
DoorDash Uber Eats is your name.
Yep.
It's kind of conflicting, but I dig it. I think it's okay.
Yeah, my parents were, brand deals.
So
basically we came all this way and you didn't even want our help. And now we're here and there's no food.
I mean, I appreciate the help. I kind of want to stay.
You didn't appreciate the help.
You can, I do. You can always come back with some more food.
You're not going to come with us.
So you only want me for my food. So without my food, I'm nothing. I'm not a valuable
pretty much like person. None of you are really anything. Maybe think outside the box.
Roger
next time.
Is a real jackass.
Yeah, Rod, why don't we rescue this guy? He's a prick.
I had a crush on him. Me. Lyra did.
Oh, Lyra did?
Me too, but then we got separated.
Wait, Roger, what is this under your shirt? The armor! The polar bear armor!
Oh my god!
It was you
though! Stand back! She's powerful. She's got the armor.
It was you the whole time, old man Roger.
Roger, you are something.
He's powerful.
That's why I like it.
Why'd you steal it?
Dust.
You're addicted to dust?
Dust.
Don't start doing dust, by the way, you freaking drunk. Because you'll really get hooked on that.
Dust. Armor.
Armor.
Oh, you've changed.
Okay.
You keep the dust?
I'll keep the dust, you get the armor.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
All right.
Can you give us a recap, Aaron?
According to you guys, Lyra immediately comes out of the cupboard she is supposed to be hiding in and wants to drink the poison wine. Her demon is a dead possum. Lord Azrael tries to secure money for his research that could change the world on dust, but he can't explain what it is. After Lyra moves to London with Mrs. Coulter, the gobblers have a meeting to change their name. They have a focus group to change, and they go with the Nibblers. The armored bear they go to for help is bummed he wasn't cast in the Polar Express. Armored bear feels better after he eats some kids and then he makes some pizza. We find out that Yorick is a demon who ate his human, and the crew sorts out who gets which tacos. At the Northern Lights, the witches show up to say, "Get out of here!" when Lord Azrael tries to separate Roger from his demon, and the portal he creates takes them to Firefest. It turns out that Roger stole the polar bear's armor and had it the whole time. He did it because of dust. The end.
Yay. It's really romantic.
We did it. I don't know what we did, but we did it.
Nailed it. What do you think your demon would be?
Gorilla.
Do you really believe it would be a gorilla?
Yeah.
Orangutan.
Orangutans are cool, wise, calm. I'd like mine to be a tiger.
Very similar to the leopard. I think I'd be an owl.
Be an owl?
Owl, interesting. I was just watching a video the other day, and it was a bunch of microphones, and they had birds fly by the microphones on the way to food, and all the birds made noise except for the owl. The owl was completely quiet.
This brings me back to the hawk. Was it a hawk?
Hawk-tua.
My hawk. All right. Thanks, everybody, for watching. This has been We Didn't Read It, the podcast, number one hit podcast.
Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. Our channels include College Life,
American High Shorts,
and Barely Adult.
Get home safe, everybody, wherever you are. Unless you're at home, then get out safe. Go, just go somewhere dangerous.
Stay home.
Ooh, check out the frickin', I mean, it's been out for a few weeks at this point, but the minimum wage full series is on YouTube right now. It's like 56 minutes long. It's a real treat. Me and Tommy are in it. They're not in it, but it's really good.
Go to it, comment season two, please. Season two, please. And then who knows what happened, you know?
Thanks for watching.
All right. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you. Thanks for watching.
Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.